Hot 107 WIRX. It's the Bong Brothers, Brock and Hunter. That is the new rock. It's the new rock from the Glorious Sons, S.O.S. It is 6:34. Just a quick heads up, we do have a couple delays this morning. Go to WIRX.com. First, click on the closings tab.
First delay, Brock.
First delay, me. It's brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kempner's Precision Auto Crafters. South Haven Public Schools, two-hour delay. Tri-County Head Start in South Haven, two-hour delay as well.
I know what they're doing.
What?
I know why they're delayed.
What?
I know.
Oh, you know?
I know.
I don't think you do know.
I know why they're delaying.
Let's do your rock news. Where's my... Right, it's time for rock news, right?
Yeah.
Where's my little rock news sounder? Pew, 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 pew. Time for rock news.
I can do it.
With the bong... All right, you do it.
Now it's time for rock news with Brock.
That was pretty good.
On Rock 107 WIRX.
That was Pot 107 WHIRX.
On Pot 107 WHIRX.
All right, good enough. That'll work.
Is that
your,
good?
Your rock news... Yeah, it'll work.
That's pretty good.
It was all right, yeah. Rock news quick hits. Fender has posted a minute-long video on YouTube to introduce the new Flea signature active Jazz Bass. It's a Jazz Bass. Jazz bass. The clip features the Red Hot Chili Pepper himself. Also perfect for today, Sublime with Rome have added 5 new dates to their winter tour. I do like Sublime.
And me too, man. You can't go wrong with Sublime.
No, they're great. They're great.
I smoked 2 joints after I smoked 2 joints. And then... Smoke 2 more.
2 more. You might as well. Lastly, in your rock news, the creator of Starman is hit close to home with some people. His lead character to the new web series is too close for comfort to the late Scott Weiland. Doug Green, who worked on nearly everything Weiland recorded this century, is being criticized over Starman, which is about a washed-up, drug-addicted rock star who befriends a stranded alien. Green, who wrote, directed, and acts in the series, explains on Facebook that the singer is not Weiland, but an amalgam of all the rock. It's a combination. Who puts that in an article?
It's another one of them funny words.
Funny
man.
Words, man. Anyway, it's a combination of all the rock stars he knows. Green calls the character Edwin Blorney Keith Richards if he ran out of money. That's what he said. That's what he describes him. And he is playing by the British actor Christopher Hampton. You can watch episode 1 on YouTube and judge for yourself.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know, I interviewed Scott Weiland like 2 weeks before he died.
That's weird.
It was weird. He was supposed to be playing a show. He was doing the Scott Weiland and the Wildabouts. And, man, years of drug abuse. Just.
Did you see it?
No, it was just over the phone.
Oh, okay.
And, man, I was just giving him softball questions because I was like, all right, let's just talk about the album. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Be done with it because it was a tough interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, super nice guy. I'm not knocking him, but it was very hard to keep the ball rolling, keep the conversation kind of going.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was excited too. A huge fan, still into this day, and it's heartbreaking. But
well, now you know why.
Yeah, and then he ended up dying 2 weeks later. We didn't do the show. It was like 2 days before he was supposed to be down in Springfield. Yeah. So there you go, man. God, what a downer of a rock news.
Right. Wait a minute. Finish it on that note.
I'm Pot 107 WIRX.